You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. We're the messenger of good news. And this morning we get to meet the words of Psalm number 1. The opening, the thesis statement, the container of the entire Psalter, and really in many ways the container of the entire Bible. It all kind of boils down to this, the same way it all boils down to that first commandment and that first petition in the Lord's Prayer. David writes, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish." So where's the law and the gospel in that, huh? And it's there. It's there. Don't miss it. It's there. But it's not the jargon, right? It's not the terminology we've come to kind of use and throw around. It's couched in Old Testament imagery and language. The chief among this being that word blessed, which frankly, it is a New Testament word. We just always think it means law, but it doesn't, right? Blessed are the poor, therefore I got to be poor, however that works. No, blessed, beatitude, it means good words spoken to you. Blessed is the man whose delight is in the Torah of God. Don't hear the word law there as being law and gospel. Hear it as Torah, that is the revelation. First five books of Moses and then some, right? Torah, prophets, and writings, the entire Old Testament, which is a giant prophecy of who Jesus is going to be and what Jesus is going to do. Blessed is the man, woman, child, human, who knows that truth, and on this revelation, this Torah, this eternal word of God who became flesh and dwelt among us, blessed is the one who meditates on him, who knows who Jesus is, what Jesus has done, and what Jesus is coming again to do. Blessed is that man who therefore does not do three things: walk, stand, or sit with the wicked, the sinner, and the scoffer. And as it progresses from kind of traveling with someone and having a conversation to, you know how you stop and you when you really get going in that conversation, it gets deeper, you stop and you stand and you face each other to, well, who are you going to sit down with but those who you really want to engage? So as that happens in the text, so also it moves in language from the wicked, which would mean anybody who just doesn't know who God is, to the sinner. That's the person who decides to act out on their unbelief, to reject who God is, to the scoffer. The worst of the worst, the fool, who laughs and pokes at the idea of God and sets himself up with no fear whatsoever. And blessed is the man who, because he knows who Jesus is, will not listen to such counsel. And how blessed are you? Feeding on Jesus? You're a tree and he's a stream of water and you're planted right on his banks. What's going to happen? Every season, you're going to bear the fruit you're supposed to bear. Your leaf will never wither, for you will always be fed by him. You will always be cared for by him. Now, the wicked, the unbeliever, the scoffer, they don't have such a luxury. Unlike a tree established and rooted by a stream of water, they're more like the chaff, the weak and useless part of the grain that is tossed about in the barn, and as they lift it up with their fans and their forks and the wheat falls to the floor of the barn to be gathered for the harvest. So the chaff is caught by the wind and blown out the window where they've built a fire and they burn it because there's really nothing else to do with chaff. It is the most useless thing in the world. It will do you no good. It's only good to be burned. So are those who do not have this revelation of who Jesus is and what he's done. Therefore, they will not stand in the judgment. They will not stand in church, the congregation of the righteous by faith. They flee from it. Now, what should we do? I don't want to get off too much on a tangent here, but of course, this doesn't mean we rejoice in their damnation. We go and we speak the law and the gospel to them. But this is it. This is what the law and the gospel is. By yourself, you're damned. but in Jesus, you're blessed. For the Lord has prepared this way for you to be righteous, not on yourself, but in Christ and his cross. Outside of that, the world will perish. That's why Psalm 2 is going to hasten to say, kiss the Son, lest he be angry with you, right? Repent and believe the gospel. So let me leave you with that. What's the gospel? Blessed are you who waters your root in your baptism into Christ, who sits established, kneeling before his throne. In all that you do, you shall reach the prosperity of salvation on the last day, because you belong to him.